Okay, so we're going to start it up.
I have complaints that it's not muted microphone. It's not loud enough, so hopefully it gets louder.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we are on Tesvav Amud Beis, like the second wide line, I believe. So we're talking about how, you know, expand the process for expanding the Yerushalayim, you know, expanding the Beis Hamikdash. What I think here is talking about expanding the Beis Hamikdash. So the next step in the process is, Mishnah said, Beis Din Mahalchin Ushnei Todos Achareihen. The Beis Din would walk around the walls, and the two Karbonos Todos were behind them. Right? Yeah, I guess you walk the animals that were going to be Nishvat. So Gemara says, L'meimro, does this mean to tell us that Beis Din Kanei Toda Azli? That people in the Beis Din walk in front of the Karbon Todos? Right? That's what the Mishnah says for Hoksi, but in the idea, it says in Nehemiah, where it explains how they were Mekadish, how they were Mekadish the city. The pasuk says, "Vayelech achareim Hoshio v'chasi sar Yehuda." Hoshio and the princes of Yehuda walked behind the Korban Todah. So it's clear from the pasuk the way they did it was the first came the Korban Todah, and then the people walked after them. So the Gemara says, "Hachik Amar." This is what the Mishnah should mean. It means Beis Din Mahalchin. Beis Din would walk. How would Beis Din walk? V'shtei Todos Mahalchos, and the two Todos would also walk. Beis Din Acharayim, the Beis Din will walk after him. Beis Din walk after the Korban Todah, right? So Ketzer Mahalcho. So how did they, the two Todahs, how did they walk, right? So let's talk about the breads, the Lachmei Todah. How did the Lachmei Todah walk? They held them out in front of them. They must have held them out in front of them. So Ketzer Mahalcho. Rebichir Rabbi Shimon Berebi Chad Amar Zokin Negetzu. So one said that the Kohanim would walk holding the korban, right? Would walk holding the breads next to each other, right? They would be next to each other. So one would be on the inside, one would be on the outside. And one says that the kohanim would walk behind each other, in a single file, so to speak. They walk one after another. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah had said that by the korbanos told them that the penimius, the inner one, was eaten, and the chitzon is the serpes, and the outer one was burned. So it makes sense that they walk one, you know, side by side. There's an inner one and there's an outer one. If it's one after the other, what's the inner one, what's the outer one? So, Manda Amar Zoki Negezu, the one who says they walk side by side, he'll explain, Panemius Hachta Mikar Balachoma. What's the Panemius, the one that was eaten? That's the one that's closer to the wall. They're walking, I guess, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, I guess, to expand the borders. So one's inside, whatever. Or the inner one. So that is considered... That's considered the panemius, and therefore that's what gets eaten, and the other one gets the serephus. Man the amar zo acharzu, and one person says that they were walked one behind the other. Then panemius hachdim mekaver lebezin. Panemius means the second one, the one that's closer to bezin. That's the inner one, closer to bezin, who's walking behind. They're the ones who get. That's the one that gets. That's the panemius, and the outer one is the one in front of it, and that's the one that gets burnt. So the Gemara says. Tanan, I guess the Kasha, the Mishnah says, Panemius Necheles, the inner one is eaten, but he's sown in this refus, and the outer one is burned. So Bishlam Alamanda Amar Zoacharzu makes sense that the Mishnah has to tell us this din according to the Manda Amar says that one follows the other. Amtulahachi Panemius Necheles, Mishnah Asher Chitzona Kamav Kichula. So why is it that one's burnt and one's eaten? So they say that the inner one, meaning the second one, close, it's the second one. That's the one that gets eaten, because what happens is, when they're walking around, that area is not kadosh yet. It's only by walking the Korban Todah that the area outside become kadosh. So we say, okay, it makes sense. The inner one, I mean the one closer to the basin, the second one is eaten, because the first one walks around as a makadosh the area, then the area becomes holy, so the second one becomes kadosh, right? I'm to the hachi panimis nechas with the asach chitzon to come of the kitchula. The first toza that goes in front of it, that's mekadosh the makom. And when the second one, but before it's kadosh, it's yotze, it's outside of the area where it's allowed to be eaten. Only after it becomes kadosh is it considered part of the area kadosh. So it's not no longer possible within yotze. So the second one comes around and it's kadosh now because the first one did its job, right? So mishum the asach chitzon to come of the kitchula. Elamanda amar zo keneged zo. According to the Mlanda Amr, who says that they walk next to each other, basically, which one's Mekadish which? Tarvaya Bahadi Adadika Mekadishi. Each one is Mekadish to place together, and therefore, whatever the din is, it should be the same. It shouldn't be any different. Either they're both burned or they're both eaten. However you want to figure it out, if one's nifsal, the other one should be nifsal also, because it was, they both walked around in an area that wasn't kadosh yet. So how can you be? That's exactly the question. No, but we explained that panimi, side by side, panimi chatzonis, there is. Side by side, the panimi is the one that's closer to the wall. The inner one. You walk side by side, one's closer to the wall, one's closer to the place they're trying to expand upon. So the question is, though, how can one be eaten and one not? If they're both walking side by side, they're both being mekadesh demakom at the same time, so it's just the din should be the same. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Utameh, according to you, Laman Damar Zohar for Zoh, according to Laman Damar, who says that they walk one after the other, right? How do you say, it still doesn't make sense, right? Is it possible to say that one's Makadesh, the other one, and the other one, right? It says, Hare Kol Shalul Nasis B'chol Elu, Tanan, right? In order to accomplish the Kedusha, all these aspects have to be included. So how are you telling me that it's Mekudash, with only one toda, the second one comes in and just gets... The second one's also being Mekadeshit. Not that the first one's being Mekadeshit, then Maskana, I guess. Not that the first one's being Mekadeshit and the second one's just coming along and now it becomes holy. They're both being Mekadeshit. That's what the Mishnah says. But if you look at the Amar, according to the Manda Amar, we're going to see in a few minutes, there's a Mafokus, whether all the items listed in the Mishnah, you need all of them or just one of them. So even according to the Manda Amar, it says you only need one of these items. You don't need a Urmatumim or Sanhedrin or only need one of them. But when it comes to the Korban Toda, it's not like the Korbanos Toda, it's not like just one Korban Toda, another Korban Toda. It's two Korbanos Toda, you have to have both. So what do you mean to tell me that one's going to be Mekadosh, the other one? They both go together. So the Gemara answers, Ella Amar of Yochanan, you're right, it's not that because there's a reason, because one's front, one's behind, as to which one gets burned and which one doesn't get burned, right? Alpi Nabi Nachelas, Alpi Nabi Nisrefes. But there's a rule of code. It's like a Rash, Tap Rash says, Sagai Zechayu Malacha Hayesham. There were three Nevi'im that were there when they expanded, when they Mekadosh the base of Middash in the times of Ezra and Nehemia. They are PM Beruach HaKodesh, also they ain't Tam Bedover. They did all Ruach HaKodesh. It was not Tam. It was just Tam Dom Beruach HaKodesh. So there's a, the Rashba asked a question, right? According to Habamina, we said that we had Zu Achar Zu, right? We had Zu Achar Zu. So therefore, the first one does the Kiddush. And then the second one now is it walks around in a holy area, and therefore it could be Nikrov. So he says, how is that possible? Because even when you're walking around, even when you're walking around, so you weren't Mekadosh the whole area. It takes a while to get around the whole place. So every step that it follows, it's not Mekadosh. Oh, it would only work if the first Korban Toda went around the whole thing. It's Mekadosh the whole area. Now it's Kadosh. But as they're walking, what's it accomplishing? The area is not kadosh. He says, Adayin kolotus halo loi kifah chitzon adayin kolotus efes in kum heich lekasha. So he says, no, the pasha is it must be that according to the halachah, it was the kama kimakut mekadosh. Each step that he took, you were mekadosh along the way. But then he says, miyo katat tamili halo betchilas yitzias harishon and nifselah sheyotza ve'eich tivkadosh achar shenifselah. In other words, once it started walking, at that first step, then what you have here, both animals are outside the area. So it's a pupsul yotze. Now that an animal that's taken out of the area is pusul midin yotze. So before they started walking, the second one's also pusul midin yotze. How does that work? He says, Mio, kata tamili, hello, but please, the rishon, nipselas, sheyotze. The if the kadesh achar shenipsula. Right? And we had the same thing yesterday. It says Yesh Lomar that Hakol Baki Echad. Everything happens at the same time. The Gitol Biyodin Gad Echad in a Kiddushin in a Kachim area. Everything happens at the same time. This is Maskana. There's no problem because in Maskana we say it Kol Alpi Navi. Everything happens Alpi Navi anyway, so it's not really an issue. Okay. So now we're getting to the famous sugya of Kiddushin Rishon, the Kachol Shaito, Kachol Osi Lavo. There are four places I think it comes up in Shas. The two major places we're going to talk about is here in the Megillah. But this is a big sugya. So Itmar, right, it comes up where? It comes up in Chagiga, Megillah, Makos, says on the side, Shor Shishas, Chagiga, Gimel, Megillah, Yud, Makos, Yates, Zvachim, Samach, and Kuvzayin, Chulin, Tzmura, Erechim, big sugya, Shas sugya. Gemara says, Itmar, Rabhuna, Amar, Bechol, Elutznan, Rab Nachman, Amar, Ba'achas, Bechol, Elutznan. Rav Huna says that the list in the Mishnah, right, that all these things that you have to do, you have to do all of them. Otherwise, there's no expansion. But Rav Nachman Amar Ba'achas Mikol Eli, you only need to do, it's enough if you only accomplish one of those ideas, one of those items. So the Gemara is going to say, basically, when Ezra came, Rashi points out, right, Ezra did, was Mekadish, it's actually Nehemiah, Perakid Beis, he was Mekadish, the Beis HaMikdash, but he clearly did not have all of these items. Rashi points out, there was no Urva Tumim, right? Right? Look at the second Rashi, it says, Ezra having by a sheni below Melech, well, two men, so at least two things were missing. So what's going on here? So Gemara says, Rav Huna amar b'chol elu tnan. One who said, Rav Huna said that you need all these items in order to make the area holy. Kesavar, he holds kedusha rishon the kitchul shaisa, the kitchul asulavo. The original kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash never left. It was kitchul shaisa, kitchul asulavo. There was no need for Ezra really to do anything, because originally when they were mekadesh the area. When they were Mekadosh the area, that lasted forever. And that was done with all the Tanayim that they needed. When Ezra came, the Ezra Zechar Amud Avid. And when Ezra did that whole pomp and circumstances that's described in Nehemiah, that was just Zechar and Mikdash, but he was missing things. How was it Mekadosh? Because the Kitchen Rishonim never left, so there was no problem. Right? But Ezra Zechar Amud Avid. Rav Nachman Amar, Ba'achas Mikol Eil Tanayim. You only need one of them. So when Ezra did, really had an effect. According to that case, because Sabra Kadusha Rishon Kitchen Shaita below Kitchen Lassi Bavo, the Ezra Kadusha Kaddish, Alpha God Lohavi Uber Tumim. So when Ezra came, he really had to be Mekadish the area. Because once the destruction took place during those 70 years, there was nothing there. There was no Kadusha. The Kadusha was Pata. So Ezra came and had to be Mekadish the Makom. Aye, how can he be Mekadish the Makom? He's missing at least the Uber Tumim because you only need to do one thing. So he had the Sanhedrin, or he had something, he had the Korban Todah. He had one of the items over there. That was Mekadish the area. So look at Rashi is important. Rashi says, Rav Huna Amar B'chol Eil Tznan Kesav Har Klomar Imishon Kiddush Ezra Da'ham B'Veish Sheni Below Melech Below Ur B'Tumim Darmir Masechaz Yuma Chamish Edvar M'Chaser Mikdash Sheni. There were five things missing in the second Mikdash. Eish V'Shchini Nova Arol Ur B'Tumim Ruch HaKodesh. Nevertheless, Kesav Har Kedusha Rishon The Dove Is V'Shlomo Lo Batla Never Went Away Below Hutrach Ezra the Kaddish. Ezra didn't have to do it. Klomar Shehu Lo Hosif Klum Ba'orach V'Rochav. He never Ezra didn't add anything. Right, the whole thing, I guess, with the second phase of the Mishnah, when Herod expanded, that area does not have, according to the Siman D'Amar, if you, no matter what, you can't say it has any Kedusha to that extra area, because he definitely didn't do it with everything, unless it wasn't part of the Kedusha Rishona, it just expanded. Right? Umay de Kaddish could exceed by Midrash, they told us the Zecher Ba'alma of it. He just did it with Zecher La'alma, that was Ezra just did it with Zecher La'alma. Okay. So the Gemara continues. So Esvei. So Rava asks Rav Nachman. Esvei Rav Nachman. Look at the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kosher lo nasis b'chol elu." So long as you didn't do any of these things, I mean, you left out one thing, then hanichlos hashem ain chayav ola aleha. If you walk into that area, there's no chiyuv of tumas mikdash. Mashmi, in order to get the base of mikdash, that area to be holy, you need all the items. So Gemara says, "Not tini b'achas b'chol elu." And just change what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means ba'achas mikol eilu. It doesn't mean all the things. It just means one of those things. As long as you didn't do one of those things, then you can walk in that area. If you did one, then you can't walk in that area. Okay. So Tashma. So now they can try to ask from Rav Nachman for the following brisa. Okay. So Tashma. This is a brisa of Tosefta in Sanhedrin. Abashol Omer. Abashol says Shnei Bitzian Hayu Bahar Mishpa. Har Mishpa is the oil mountain. That's Har Zeisim. Right. So two Bitzian. I think those mean swampy areas. The upper swamp and a lower swamp. Right. Shnei Bitzian. One was higher than the other. I guess they were different levels of the mountain. Okay? Tachtona niskadsha b'chol eila. The lower mountain was, we had Kedushas Yushalayim, because it was all the Tanayim that were done, not the Tanayim, the Tanik, but the Tanayis, all the conditions that were done, that were needed were done. And El Yona lo niskadsha b'chol eila. But the El Yona one was not Nikadosh B'Kol Eila, Ella be Ole Gola. It was done with the Ole Gola in Zman Vayesheni, Shelo B'Melech, Shelo B'Ur B'Tumim. It was done without the Melech, without the Ur B'Tumim. Right, we see the Kasha. So we see it's not Kedusha. So even if you just do a few of them, it doesn't accomplish it. So just the Bryce expands. Tachtona Shehaisa Kedusha Gemura, the lower level, the bottom area that had Kedusha Gemura, then Amei Aretz, remember, who weren't so Machbin or Tumor, but they were Machbin or Meiser. So Amei Aretz Nichnasin L'Sham, but ochlin sham kachik kalim. They would eat kachik kalim there. Kachik kalim can only be, it can be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. Right, we'll make the learn as well from kachik. Kachik has to be eaten in the base of Middash. Kachik kalim can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. This is considered part of Yerushalayim. So they ate kachik kalim in that area. They did that al pidin. That was allowed to do that. Avalo ma'isha sheni. But they didn't mean ma'isha sheni because these guys were so machbid on ma'isha sheni because they wanted to be kind ma'isha sheni the mitzvah in a mukhar. Because they wanted, whatever Rashi explains, after the law in Dibur Maaseh, Rashi says, V'yesh l'farish, amin aretz, ha'mafrish, ma'isha was ha'isha, his reason lasses with mitzvah in a mukhar. They want to do extra special when it comes to ma'isha. L'fisha ha'yish shomim drasha, aser b'shvil shetiz aser, v'nach l'sviyu. Because they heard the drasha, that's a school of a parnasa, they were so machbid. It goes back. And also, by Yitzrichim Lizvados, Nasis Kolosher Sivasani, and they wanted to. But you see, even then, the second you hear there's a possibility for Parnassa, everyone's machbid on it. Ah! I'm going to say this tree, look at the mother. It was over here also, they thought. They were wrong! They were allowed to eat it there. Why did you be so machbid for? It had the real Kedusha. School for Parnassa, everyone has to, but that, so that's the Ami Aretz. What? The fair Rashi, yeah, but they're knocking them. Listen, there's no, it's school for Parnassa, you should have everyone should have Parnassa, everyone should have everything but Nathas, but don't go crazy about certain things. And, like I always said, they always send out the emails all the time. Send out an email to the parsha of the month. Wonderful tefillas. Not once, but ever since someone's in the school for Lima Torah. Never saw that. I don't know. You know why? He's got to work on it. It's Lima Torah. It's not so. I told you my grandpa said the school for Panasas. A job. But no, you still say the tefillas. You still need a Torah's Baruch's help. But. Just interesting. I think they give Rashi proofs that the same thing happened in the Zaman of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what they did in the lower level, which had real kedusha of the city, right? But chaverim, the Talmid Chachamim, they would ochel uksham kachik kalim in Ma'aser Sheni. They would eat kachik kalim in Ma'aser Sheni because you can eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. It's considered Yerushalayim. They were able to eat Ma'aser Sheni. And the El Yonah, the upper portion, shelo ha'isa kedusha gemura. They didn't have kedusha gemura. Why? Because they didn't put in all the items. So therefore, it's like that's the kasha. So ame aritay nichnasim sham, but ochel sham kachim kalim, which is not al pidin because it wasn't kaddish. Avalo ma'aser sheni, but they were zari ma'aser sheni, right? But chaverim ain ochel sham lo kachim kalim below ma'aser sheni. They didn't eat anything because it didn't have the kedusha of the city. Or with name malo kitshua, why didn't they make it a kedusha gemura? She aimo sifin al yir, but lazaros el b'melach when nabi ve'ur b'tumim said hedges or sifin echad, which they told us to b'shir, and they were missing. They were missing the melach, they were missing the b'tumim, and possibly the nabi. So that's a kasha according to the Ma'amar says you only need one of those things. So the Gemara says v'lama kitshua. Why did they make it holy? Rosh says, what do you mean why they made it holy? V'lama kitshua, harimata lo kitshua. They didn't make it holy. The Gemara says no, there was a strategic issue over here. El lama hichnisua. Why did they add it? Why did they expand the area? And make it habitable and have people live there. Why did they make it part of the city? It was part of the city limits, but it wasn't part of the holy part of the city. Because that was a flat, empty area, and if you left it there empty, you'd be susceptible to attack. And therefore, they made it part of the municipality of Jerusalem. It wasn't then have the holiness of Yerushalayim. They made it part of the municipality, and therefore, we had people there. It's much harder for people to come and to accomplish. You put facts in the ground. You have to make it, again, you can learn, you know, today's politics from right here. Why, what he did, yes, yeah, so I was going to say, probably what didn't have, according to the Madama, who says, he didn't ask permission to do it, he just did that. Remember, he did a big... Well, but that's why those guys say that if you know the parts, you can walk there. What? No, because there's. Do you really know? Then there's an issue of Mora Mikdash as well. There's Mora Mikdash that may apply even to the areas that are not. They're not totally holy, but there's the Mora you have to have over there. That's the whole issue about going up there or not. You get Rav Yolti explains that there's. First of all, they claim that they know exactly where it is. Do you really? They know. Well, that's why a lot of these rabbanim they do go up on the wall. They walk a specific route. They have it in the map, a specific route of where you can go. Yeah.
They don't
Yeah, but you first of all, you can't go there right now because those are that's where they have the stables and all those areas. Why not? Of course you could go up there. Yeah. No kasha. For other reasons. There are other reasons. Number one, they may hold that we don't know exactly what it is. You think that you know, but maybe we don't know. Number two, they say it's an issue of Morvin Mikdash. There's a whole, when this came out in the 60s, there was many shubas written about it. So, yeah, listen, some do go up there. The Harabai Shushalayim is the same idea. Yeah, of course. That's what the Mishnah talked about. Yeah, isn't that what the Mishnah said? Look at the Mishnah. Emosif in ala ir v'ala azaros el the melech will not be returned. It applies to both. Okay. Right, and that was what done with the Herod. I don't believe that anyone has an issue with walking on. Right, well, this I mean, is it the same Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim might have been. You see, Yerushalayim at that time might have been where the Ir David is. That's where the original Yerushalayim was. Yeah. Right, but I don't think that has. We can't. None of it doesn't have the Kedusha. Like, at the base of the Midrash, all this. Where? At the plaza? Why? You have to do the ceremony to expand the Kedusha beyond the original borders. Listen, you're not supposed to bury people in Yerushalayim. You have a Harmanufo, that's part of Yerushalayim. Well, that's not really part of Yerushalayim for the Kedusha because it hasn't been expanded. It's not, you have to, when, you know, come Mashiach, I guess we'll have to do some sort of, first we'll know exactly, if you say Kedusha is on the kitchen side of Kushal, so that original area maintains its Kedusha, and then that's fine. It's still there. And the rest of it, I guess we'll walk around with it, we'll do the ceremony. That'd be fun. Right? Here we are, we should have that. So the reason why they expanded the upper portion was for military purposes to prevent capture. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to say, wait, the machlokas, whether Kedusha Rishon, the Kishul Shait, the Kishul Lasi Lavo, I don't have your clock in here, it's Kishul Lasi Lavo, that's a machlokas Tanoim. Tanahi, it's a machlokas Tanoim, right? It said, the time you have a price, the Amr Rabbi Lezer says, Shemati, I heard, Shehayubonim Heichal, when they were building, at times of Ezra, when they were building the Heichal, they were building the area, Asu Kiloyim, they put curtains, Leheichal, right? And then also Kiloyim Lazaros. And also Kolayim Lazarus. The Heichal is the Kodesh area, and Lazarus is the courtyard. They put curtains around it and then build on the inside, right? They put up the scaffolding, so to speak, you know, and they were building the inside. Elisha Beheichal, and the Heichal born in Bachutz, Ubazara born in Mepin. But when they made the Heichal, they would put the curtains on the inner portion of what they were building, and they would build on the outside. And by the Azara, they will put the Kalayim on the outer portion, and they will build in the inside. I don't know. So was Mars explain why they did that. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, very, very famous statement of Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati, I heard that Shemakrivin, we can be Makriv Karbanos at the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash, Apo Pisha Ein Bayis, either there's no Beis HaMikdash, obviously it has to be a Mizbeach though, Apo Pisha Ein Bayis, but Ochen Kachi Kadashim, we can eat Kachi Kachim in the area of the Azara, right, in the area of the Azara, Apo Pisha in Kloyim, even if there are no walls up, right? And Kachikalim Maisha Shani, Apo Pisha in Lachoma, and we eat Kachikalim in Yerushalayim, even though there's no wall around Yerushalayim. Why? If they should Kedushim to be shown in the kitchen site of the kitchen of level. If the original Kedushim is still there. Michlal, Lav Michlal Rabbi Lezer, who says that they put up the Kloyim, meaning that you have to have the walls up before you do anything. Lav Michlal, Rabbi Lezer, Sarbalo, Kitchen Lassi Lavo, so therefore you have a Machlokas. The Tosas, all we've shown in math out, there's so many contradictory Gemaras. There's Gemara in Beitza, there's Gemara in Chagiga. Does Rabbi Lezer hold Kishlo Shaita, Kishlo Shalavo, or not Kishlo Shaita, Kishlo Shalavo? So the Ritva, it's the Gemara in Beitza, it makes it seem to imply that he holds that it's not Kishlo, it is Kishlo Shalavo. So he says, maybe there's a difference between Kishlo Rishon and Kishlo Shnia. And that gets into the Rambam. Right? There's a whole so maybe Kishlo Rishon and Kishlo Shalavo is not called Kishlo Shalavo, but Kedusha Shnia would be Kishlo Shalavo. And so what's the difference? That's where there's a Tosfos Yontif in Idios that says that the Rambam holds that way. So Kitcher Rishon was denied the Kippush, and Kitcher Shnia was denied the Chazaka. So maybe the greater they are, the harder they fall. Kitcher Rishon, which was done by Kippush, that dissipated because you conquer. I conquer, you conquer, whatever. The conquer to the victor goes the spoils. But Kishishniya was done al pifasakim, meaning was done with permission. We were granted the rights to come in, so that maybe doesn't fall away. The Rambam paskins that I think he says that the kedusha is still there, and therefore he paskins like this Rav Yishu that technically speaking, if there were other issues were resolved, you could be makiv korbanos, probably just only a korban pesach, a korban tzibur, because you have the tumah issue. You could be makiv the korbanos bisman hazeh if the kitchen is lost level. But he holds that by tumah meisah it's only in the rabbana. They all ask, if it's only if it's kitchen of the asid level, so without tumah meisah. So Rambam says, and Tosus has a similar idea also. See Tosus inside, but Rambam says there's a difference because the tumah and meisah is dependent on the population. You call your shveha, you have to have everybody there. It's a different mechayev. Tosos says also in the Masa de Kule, he says the Yesh Lomer the Kedusha of Aris the Gabbai Chum Maisa Batla v'Hacha Ayi the Kedusha of Mechitza the Efsed Lo Batla Mishum the Ikri Nachla. It's a different story. That's a Nachla. That's forever. But Chumas and Maisos they agree that famous sheet of the Rambam, but it's also in Tosos. So it's an Eres of Machlokas. The Rambam Paskins is Kedusha the Shaita Kedusha Asid Lavo, and therefore if you go on to the base of Middush in the areas that were holy, right, Yechayev Kares. It's the Rambam the base of Chiruv Vav Tezvav. The Ravid says what you're talking about. The Ravid says that this is two places where the Ravid mentions that he got this halacha in the dream from the Malach. Taught him in a dream, not the Beis Yosef's Malach, but I guess he learned it in the dream. I think it was in Hilchos Sukkah by the Esrog or by the Arava. I forgot. So he says he can't go. He says what are you talking about? It's not Kishlo Shai, it's not Kishlo Asid Lavo. And if you go up, you're not Chayev Kares. He says there's a whole tumult now. The Ravid says you're not Chayev Kares. Does that mean it's mutter? Or does that just mean not Chayev Kares? So the Meiri quote, there's a Meiri that quotes that when he was in Provence, he heard the Mishlein that people would go up onto the Makom HaMikdash. So Tzitz Eliezer says, does that mean that it was a good thing that they went up, or maybe they shouldn't have gone up? And does that mean, is it really true? The Meiri is telling us in Provence what happened to Mishlein, you know, before the times of the internet and webcams, so maybe he didn't know exactly, maybe that's what he heard. Rav Zolti has a whole tshuva in the Mishnah Siyavetz, and there's a whole tumult about going up as Manzeh into the base of Middush. Like I've said it before, I believe that a lot of the sock there is determined by your politics, which whatever may not be a wrong thing, but just you have to be. If you look who goes up and who doesn't go up, it just seems to fall along those lines. Before you started, you started building. So you started building, you put up the walls, and you started building, and then they did everything afterwards. Yeah, they do everything. You only had to do one. If you hold Kishul L'Shaita, Lo Kishul Asid Lavo, you only have to do one thing afterwards. The Haba Hatalia. So he puts up the walls, and I guess I don't think that's enough to start, but then they must have done something else. Maybe, you know, once they did the korban tov, but according to Rishu, you didn't have to put up the walls. We're going to reject this anyway. You didn't even have to put up the walls because it's kadosh already anyway. So Amalei Ravina says the Ravashi, Mimai, how do you know that that's a machlokas? Dil mekuli yam kudusha rishon to kitchen site to kitchen lasid lavo. Meaning all the whole kitchen rishon to kitchen site to kitchen lasid lavo, which is also going to be a problem because the Ravashi somewhere else says the opposite. They have all the so umar and my dishmiyle kamer, my dishmiyle kamer. Exactly what you said. This is what they heard. This is what they did. Doesn't have any impact on the machlokas. That's the case. Kiloyim Rabbi Lezer Lamali. So why did I need the Kiloyim to go up? They could have been mocking the Karbonos right away. What do you need a Kiloyim for to go up? So he says, no, it's Nisim Alma. You need Sneas. You didn't want to have the Makom Mikdash all open for everything. So they came back. They got permission. They put up the Kiloyim to make for Sneas purposes for the Makom Mikdash. Figure out what the Sneas involved in the Makom Mikdash, but that's what it was. It's nothing to do with Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shait, Kedusha Lashid Lavo. So the Gemara then says, okay, fine. We'll find another place to talk about this machlokas. Elahai Tanoi, this is the machlokas. The Tanya, again, the halacha is by Batei Ari Choma. If I sell you a house by Batei Ari Choma, I have a 1 year, basically, I have a fallback for a year, right? I can repurchase it in a year. So the Gemara says, in Erechin, the Mishnah lists a bunch of cities, and they mention that these cities were Mukav Choma from the time Yeshua ben Nun. So the halacha of Batei Ari Choma applies to these towns. So El Hani tonight, this is my close tonight, the Tanya, the Bryce that says, I'm Rishon Rav Yossi, Lama Chachamim Es Ha'ilu. Why the Chachamim count these cities, right, and tell us that these were Mukav Choma for Moshe Yeshua, and therefore their houses had the din of Batei Ari Choma? There are other cities that weren't counted. when the Bnei Gola, I mean the people from Babel, came back, Matsu Ela, they found these cities, they kitchum, and they were Makadish them. They were actually Makadish them, right? Abba Rishonos, but other cities, Batlu, Mishal Batlu Aretz, they lost their Kedusha. And what had to do with Abba Arechoma, that's the Kedusha, I don't know. So Alma Kasabra, so it must mean that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds, Kedusha is on the Kitchel Saita, below Kitchel lost the Lovo. Therefore, they had to come back and be Makadish new cities. So the Gemara then says, Rimini, wait a second, have a little blue in a moment, Pasuk according to Pasuk from Mitzvah Parsha, Rimini, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the he able Vadhayu? Were these the only cities and times of Yeshua but Nun that were Mukab of Choma? Halo Kfar Nemar, it says, but it says, Shishimir Kochevel Argob of Lechus Ova Bashan, Ho Elu Arim Bitsros Kamag Wahad, Lachain Wabriach, Lavan Nere Fatir Vim Ode, and tons of cities that were Mukab of Choma. El Lama Mono Chachamim, it's Elu. Why did they find these cities? Kisha Alu de Gola Matsu Elu Bekitchum. These are the ones that were Makadish. She says, these are the only ones that had, that got the Kedusha, because they were Makadish then. So Kitchum Hashta, wait a second, they only became the Kaddish now? Ha Armin Lakaman, the Bryce itself says later on, the Lot Smich Lakadushay. There was no need. Rather, the reason why they were counted, Ella Matsu Eluminom. These were ones that they found that were still intact, I guess. So if you see the Machokas, what's going on? They had to be Kaddish them, they not have to be Kaddish them. So below Elu Bovad, and the Gemara continues, not only these, Ella Kol Shetala Biyotcha Masoros Meyabasecha Shemu Kepes Kroni Vos Yishu Benun. Elu, no headless bum, if they should do some kitchen site to make yourself level. So the end of the price says, no, these are the ones that they found. And anything that you know was, we could, we had a war for the time of Yeshua ben Nun, had to dinner bought the Yerachoma, because the Kedusha was never bought them. So the Gemara says, the Gemara then says, wait a second, Kash Rabbi Yishmo Bar Yossi and Rabbi Yishmo Bar Yossi. These are both members of Rabbi Yishmo Bar Yossi, right? The first Rabbi Yishmo Bar Yossi says, right, right, we're the two of Jew ben Yosef. Rav Shmuel ben Yosef says, Lamu manu chachamim, because he says they found these, and they were bottled. Kedusha Rishon lo kitchel asu lavo. And then the second brisa is, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Yosef, that these are the ones that they found, and they didn't have to be, there wasn't a need to be mekadesh them. So, Ibai is aim a trait tonight, leader of Rav Shmuel ben Yosef. Maybe there are two tanaim, a leader of Rav Shmuel ben Yosef. Ibai is aim, or you can say, Chadi minai Rav Elazar bar Yossi Amro. One of them is Rav Elazar bar Yossi, not Rav Yishmael bar Yossi. The sign, because you have a price that says Rav Elazar bar Yossi Omer Asher Lo Choma Letzmishus Lakona Oso. So the Lo, which is written Lamed Vav Aleph, is read with a Lamed Vav, meaning any city that has a wall, right? Apo Pisha Ein Lo Achshav V'Hayu Lo Kodem Lafein. That's still colors. So it's Rav Elazar bar Yossi says Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Saita V'Kutch Lo Asi Lavo. Therefore, even if it had a wall in the past, that hasn't been about the Erechoma. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, no, they came back and were Dafka Mekadesh these places, and these places got the Kedusha, and they had the din about the Erechoma. He holds Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Rishon, and Kitchel Shaita, below Kitchel, lo Asid Lovo. Now we have our Machlokas, Tanoia. So, it's interesting, talking about Kachem. So, the Rosh Master Kasha, he says, Rabbi Shua says, Shamati Shemakriven Apopisha Ein Bayis. Okay? But there's a halacha that we're going to learn in Zvachim and Daphim. Hey, there's a halacha that says that Shechitas Kachin Shricha Pesichas Blachos. The walls to the Kodesh have to be open in order to shech the carbon. So he says over here, Rekidashina, we learn that from Pasuk, El Pesach Olamoed. Bismancha, Pesach Pasuach, below Bismancha, who know. But there's no wudol, you can't be Makayim that mitzvah over here. You can't be Makayim that because there are no tours. So that's how the Rashba answers. The Rashba answers, the Yeshlomah, the Hasam, the Zman, Shaila, Vais, Kayam, the Ika Pesach, the Ika Tlossos. That halacha only applies when there are doors. It's like Colorado Bueller, it's the other way around. If there are doors, they have to be open. If there are no doors, you don't have to worry about it. So, the whole Kasha, it brings down the notes over here in the Rashba, the whole Kasha doesn't seem to make sense. He says, the whole din is of the opening the doors, you have to see, he quotes the Pasuk, is that you have to see, yeah, right, it has to see, El Pesach Ohel Moed. You have to see the inside of the Ohel Moed. So you can see the inside of the Moed. There's no door to begin with. What's the Habim here? You already see it. He says, Hari Ikudim Pesichas Lazas Ujiyir Mokum Haheka, below Yechsos Mimokum Hashita, as we say Hechel, Shemil Chatzitza. The cave of the lack of bias, Mimela Habi Kinega Mokum Haheka. So what's going on here? So he quotes from a Griz. So there's a Griz that says that there are two dinim. Typical brisker. The two dinner when it comes to the psichas of the glossos. Number one, there's a din that you have to see the inside. Number two, there's a din in itself. The doors have to be open. It's a gabra of the doors the chefta doors have to be open. It's a straight dinner. Chad the habi kviyos makom ashrita shi pesach lehechal. He has to be at the opening of the hechal. The old never present dinner, but losos atzmon shi tzrichos lios pesuchos b'shash shrita. The boy pesuchos losos lehechal. So he says, according to this, the Briz says that gam b'shochei the hechal atzmo. If you were shochei in the hechal itself, right? So you're actually in the hechal, so there's no chatzitza, the doors would still have to be open. Because there's a halacha, the doors have to be open. And that's the kasha that the Rashba had. And the maskan is, no, that only applies when there are actually doors. The Michal Sinah says otherwise. The Michal Sinah in Mitzvah Kut Namalev says that if you shochei in the hechal, then even if the doors are closed, it's kasher. It seems to be machlokes between the Griz and the Michal Sinah. Okay, just a little kutzum lumbus for the day. Okay, so now we have time to go back to talk about it more. The Gemara then said, Nitma ba'azara. Let's say we'll talk about if you were tame, you walk into the azara, or if you're tame. Let's say you became tame while you were in the azara, and then all the conditions apply. The Mishnah says you also have to bring a korban all over your raid. So he says, right, nitma ba'azara, another man of tuma. If you were mishtachave, or you stayed there a long time, you have to bring a korban all over your raid. This is when you became tame in the base of Milish, which is very difficult to do. Right, that's what the guy said if someone was killed, was to take out the knife right away before he dies, because you don't want the knife to become tame. Or so makbid of tuma in the base of Milish. Right, so the Gemara says, Tumah b'azara minolan. How do we know that someone who becomes Tameh while he's in the Azara, how do you know that he's chayav if he stays there and has to bring a korban all over Yoreh? Amr b'lazar, the Pasuk says, Kasav echad omer es mishkan Hashem timeh b'nichas nefeshi. He defiled the mishkan. The Kasav echad omer b'nichas nefeshi b'tocha kal ki es mikdash Hashem timeh. He defiled the mikdash. One's mishkan, one's mikdash. So the Gemara says, basically, imeinu tumah b'chlot, stay imeinu tumah b'vim. Learn one from one, and we're one from the other. Right, so we already know that about being Tameh the outside. What about the Tameh the inside? So learn it from once. The Gemara says, wait a second. Mishkan and you learn it yet because one says Mishkan, one says Mikdash. Ukrai miyatri, right? They're extra. This pasuk is extra. Va mitzrich tzrichi. We need both psukim. The sign you have a price that says Lazar Omer im nemar Mishkan. If the first pasuk says Mishkan, lama nemar Mikdash. Why does the second one say Mikdash? Vim nemar Mikdash, lama nemar Mishkan. In other words, you should be consistent with the language. So the Gemara says, Eil nemar Mishkan blam Mikdash. If it just said Mishkan not Mikdash, Hayisha Omer, I would have said Al Mishkan yechayev. Maybe you'll be only chayiv on Tumas Mikdash if you came in only by the Mishkan, you would be chayiv, not by the Pesach Mikdash. Why? What's the chumrah by the Mishkan? Shaharei Mashuach Hashem and Mishkan. The Mikdash had Mashicha, so it's more Kaddush. It's interesting. According to this side, there's a more Kedusha to the Mishkan. And Rabbi Raz always likes to point out that the Mishkan is the only holy edifice that wasn't destroyed. By Yisrisha was destroyed, by Shainu was destroyed, but the Shiva was never destroyed. At one point in time, the Aron was taken, but it wasn't destroyed. It was taken down, and everything was brought to the. It wasn't destroyed. So, right. So he says, "Il nemer mishkan lo yem nemer mikdash." He says, "Omer al mishkan yechayev sharei mashuach b'shem mishkan, but mikdash lo yechayev. You wouldn't be chayev if you became tameh and you walked into the base of mikdash. Vil nemer mikdash. Had just said mikdash. I would say the other way around. Vil lo nemer mishkan. Hayisi omer al mikdash yechayev. You only be chayev if you went to the mishkan, the base of mikdash for tumah sharei kedushas kedushas olam, because that has." Kedushas Olam, whatever that means. We'll look at Rashi Tosfos. The Mishkan lo yechayev, but in the Mishkan you would be chayev, because it doesn't have Kedushas Olam. That's why you have both. You can't learn out getting tumah on the inside from the base from Mishkan Mikdash. You need it. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Kedushas Olam? Rashi says, there's nothing afterwards. There's no heter bamos. Once it's Mekudash, the base of Mikdash, you can never have the bamos anymore because Kedushas Olam. The Kedusha lasts forever. So Tosfos asks, and the Ritva asks, wait a second. If that's the pshat, then we answered the question. We have that kedusha rishon, the kedusha shaita, but kedusha lost the lobo. That can't be the pshat of kedusha olam. The Ritva explains it better. He says, "Here's Rashi's alsha ein achar petar bomos, but kashid in kain kedusha lan leel mehalka the svila relaza the kedusha rishon the kedusha lost the lobo." Because if you say that it's not kedusha lost the lobo, brings out a machlokas in Megillah. So Megillah says, "Shamati shemakvivim mevayis kono b'zmanazeh," and they have a bitzkono is not a borozara. And they hold that Kedusha Rishonah look Kitzulasi Lavo. So if you hold it, you can't be Makrav outside, you hold that Kedusha Rishonah is Kitzulasi Lavo. So he says, that can't be what Kedusha's Olam is. So Tosa says, Kedusha's Olam maybe means that it lasted longer. Mishkan Shiloh was only like 300 some odd years, and the each base Midrash was over 400 years. And he says that's not Nachon, because it says Kedusha, he says the, maybe it means, Tosa's also, it says Tosa's in, Kedusha Olam, he says, Inami Lefisha Ein Roy Lasso the Kaddish Elab Osa Makam. Because there's no other place you're going to be Makaddish now as the base of Midrash. That's the Makam, the base of Midrash forever. So that's, that maybe that is, And the Ritva brings another one similar, based on the Rambam. He says that what happened is once this Beis HaMikdash was built, that's the only place we're going to have the Hashorash HaShchina. That's where Hashorash HaShchina is, similar to Tosas' last answer. That Machlokas Rashi, Tosos, and the Ritva as to what Kedushas Ola means. Okay, so we still have a problem. Where do we know that if you're Metame in the Beis HaMikdash, you still have the problem of you're still Chayim? So Belazar Hachiyach Kekashilei. No, look at what Belazar says like this. Mifte Mishkan Ikri Mikdash and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. Wait a second. What you wrote Mikdash, you wrote Mishkan. Which one is it? He says Nichtav O Idiv Idiv Mikdash O Idiv Idiv Mishkan. Write both Mikdash and both Mishkan. What do I need? Why are you switching the language? So he says Mishkan or Mikdash Lamali. Why do I need Mikdash and Mishkan? Shmami Natarti teaches me two things. Number one, teaches the din of that both Mishkan and Mishkan have the chiyuv. And number two, it also teaches me the din that if you're metame in the inside because it's extra, if you're metame in the inside, you also have the problem in your chayiv. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Mikdash, Ikri, Mishkan. I understand that the base of Mikdash is considered the Mishkan. The Siv, because the Pasuk says, right? The Pasuk says, V'nasati Mishkani B'sochachem. I will put my Mishkan amongst you. And that was talking about the base of Mikdash. Out of the Mishkan, the Ikri, Mikdash, how do we know that Mishkan is called the Mikdash? So Elaim, maybe it says, V'nasu HaKahasim, Noseha Mikdash, that Mishpacha Kahas would carry the Mikdash. That's not talking about the base of Mikdash. That's talking about who the Orang Siv. That's only talking about the Aron. That's called Mikdash. El Mehachli, learn from here. Famous pasuk says, "Asuli Mikdash, v'shachanti b'socha." Make for me a Mikdash, Hashem says. And what did they build? They built the Mishkan. So you see, Uksiv, and it says, "Kol Asher Nimare Oska Es Tavis HaMishkan." And then it's right afterwards, it says, "I'm going to show you what to build in the Mishkan." So the Mikdash over there is referring to the Mishkan. So Mishkan means Mikdash means Mishkan. They're written in two different ways, and he teaches two things. Fine. That's that part of the Mishkan. Next, v'shtachava o shushaha kidei hishtachava. And if you became Tommy in the Lazara, and you bow down, or you stay there long enough to bow down, you're chayav. So what type of hishtachavaya are you chayav for? Right? So it's mashma that in the Mishnah that you chayav just to bow down without any extra waiting. You used to bow and you're chayav. So that's the share of hishtachavaya. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Loshan of this din that you chayav on hishtachavayos, Ella, shehishtachavah kapli b'fnim. Machlokas Rashi and Mimigash, we'll go to Rashi, that you bowed facing the inside. You had to leave, and you turned around, and you bowed facing the inside. But if you bow down as you're walking out, right? Sha'in lo sha'lo. You're only chayiv if you believe, if you tarried. If I'm bowing as I'm walking out, that's not a chiyuv. But if I turn around and bow, again, it's not a question of time. It's a question of which way you're bowing. If you're bowing as you're walking out, then that's okay. But ika demas me'a seifa. Some learn this din of rava on the seifa. The seifa says, it says, osha shaha b'chayah shtachavaya. Or if you stay there long enough, then it takes to bow down. It's mashma that hishtachavah itself needs some extra time to bow down. So Amar Rav Loshan of this din about the hishtachavah, elak hishtachavah klapei chutz. If you bow down klapei chutz, aval klapei pnim, afal gad loshav. If you bow up to the inside, facing the inside, you're chayv, you know, even if you didn't wait. V'hachi ka'amar, and the Gemara now explains, this is how the Mishnah reads, hishtachavah klapei pnim, if you bow down facing the inside, or if you waited the amount of time it takes to bow down, and that hishtachavah facing outside, you're chayav. In other words, if you bow down enough time it takes for hishtachavah facing inside. So the Gemara says, so hechidami hishtachavah the ispeshia, hechidami hishtachavah the lesser shia. So what's the shir? What's the hishtachavah that has a delay, and hishtachavah that doesn't have a delay? So he says, the less beshia, Shachabah that doesn't have a shihiya, which means if you did it going out, you would be chayiv. Zo kriya ba'alma. That's just bowing down. The isbe hishihiya, what is shihiya? That's pishit yadayim raglayim. That's if you put your hands and your feet out. That, if you, even if you're going on the outside, you did that, that's then you'd be chayiv for. I have a kama shiur hishihiya. So what's the duration of time? Pligabar of Yitzhak bar Nachmeni b'chad di'imei. Rav Yitzchak has a machlok, is one of his friends. Uman, and who is it? Rishim ben Pazi. It's Rishim ben Pazi. Who amilei, and some say, Rishim ben Pazi b'chad yimei, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, but amilei Rishim ben Nachmeni. Chad amar kumei b'chad psuka. One says the duration that it takes to say the entire pasuk that we're going to quote. B'chad amar kishir mei b'chor l'seif. Only for the middle of the pasuk and on. What's the pasuk? Because the pasuk says, B'chol b'nei Yisrael rov b'red to say ish v'chod Hashem al avayis. That's v'yichru'u apayim arts al mitzvah b'shtachbo l'hodos l'Hashem kito ki l'yolom chasta. So how long is it? Is it from the whole pasuk, or is it from Vayichro'u, which is the second phrase? Okay, so I just wanted to be basically the Rambam and everyone, and a lot of people pass, and the Pesman is there, you can mark the Korbanos. So why don't we mark the Korbanos? It's a mark the Korbanos. If you go on to the Samaritan Korban Pesach, there's 1,000 people there that watch the Samaritans chef the Korban Pesach. They do the whole thing. They roast it and they spin it. Some people get a good geschmack out of it. So why does Mazir only makriv karbonos? And the Makom HaMikdash. Why? Yeshua says you can do it. The Rambam passes kitchen, it's on the kitchen side, the kitchen lost his level. So maybe one of the reasons that you don't, maybe because it's machlokas. What do you pass like? Maybe we have to write it. It's not kaddish. But there are a few issues. Number one, what? Right, so number one, who's a Kohen? Right now, all we only have Kohanim Mukhzakim. We don't have Kohanim Mukhiyasim. So therefore, you have a problem with the Kohanim. Number two, you have to build the Mizbeach. Mizbeach has to be on the right, on the exact spot. So we don't know where's that spot. So you have to build the Mizbeach. There's a problem with the Mizbeach. Number two, the Brit Kohuna. The Brit Kohuna has to be built and had to be made with Tchelis. So everyone, the people hold things to do now about Tchelis, to put on and put on the tefillah. So those who do that, that's fine. But even Rav Shechter, who says that you have to wear the tefillah on the talis, he says that we didn't suffer. That's a suffer to a rice of a and you have to wear it. But you can't be able to build the kahuna out of suffer. You have to have actual big de kahuna. So I guess if they're making the big de kahuna in that machon, they must hold that it's really, really, you know, the tefillah. There's Rabbi Bleich, Rabbi J.W. Bleich, he says that you have a lot of unresolved questions when it comes to Hilchos Kachshim. We don't have a Shulchan Aruch. We weren't Machriya. But one of the examples is the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Raibin in Hilchos Korban Pesach as to whether or not the Gin Anoshe is roasted as part of the Korban Pesach. So if you say yes, and if you don't do it, it's not a Kachshim Pesach. If you say no, you do it, it's not a Kachshim Korban Pesach. So what are you supposed to do? Because you can't do that. You have those halachic considerations. So Rav Soloveitchik, when he was asked what you can do, so he quoted from a Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, who says the Rambam writes that Mashiach will build the base of Middash, then the Korbanos will be offered. So only after the base of Middash is built, they'll bring the Korbanos. But just to end, to quote from an Amital Zaka, who passed away last week, the Rosh Shiva Dush. So this is from Rabbi Chaim Jachter. He quotes that, in addition, when this author asked Rabbi Yehuda Amital's opinion regarding this question, the later responded by citing Rav Kook's assertion that Hashgacha Habore, divine providence, works through the Halacha. Therefore, if there currently exist halakhic impediments for rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, this indicates the divine will does not wish the Beis HaMikdash to be built today through human hands. Rav Amital, he says that he still can't give away the Temple Mount because it's still ours, but if Hashgacha doesn't allow us to do it, that must mean halakha speaks, Hashgacha speaks through halakha. So he asked, though, he says, although we're unable to offer korbanos today, this is the Musa from Rav Amital, we should take steps to reaffirm our connection to the Beis HaMikdash. We may do so by studying the halachas pertaining to the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash, either in the Mishnayos or in the Mishnah Torah, or in Yom Tov in a few months when we start learning Seder Kachim. That's how we'll get the connection to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, everyone should have a good day.